I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It is 62 degrees.
A crash on I-15 in Roy causing some northbound backups. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
New numbers show more families did not enroll their students in public schools this fall, with kindergarten enrollment seeing a significant drop.
Utah's 2020 school year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the numbers. Mary?
Amanda, there are 9,000 fewer students enrolled in public schools than officials had expected. These are the numbers from the spring before summer decisions were made on coronavirus plans. So that may make the October 1st official headcount look even more different. A big drop, 5%, came in kindergarten enrollment. And 2.2% more students went to charter schools. Students also went to online or virtual schools. And there was a threefold increase in students starting homeschool. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A spike in the number of COVID-19 cases at BYU and UVU prompts the governor to return Provo and Orem to orange or moderate level pandemic restrictions. That in turn prompted Utah county leaders to issue a countywide mask mandate.
My rally cry would be, come on, we're better than this. For us to have to be moved to orange, we've got to do better.
But Provo Mayor Michelle Cafusi notes that college students don't seem to care about mask mandates, since there's been a mandate in place in Provo since before students came back to BYU.
Investigators in Springville are looking into whether a man arrested on suspicion of at least a dozen burglaries may be responsible for even more crimes. Details from KSL-TV's Andrew Adams.
Police say they've already been able to return the stolen property to owners. Chief Craig Martinez says there could be other theft cases out there connected to this guy. They want to know if people in the area have fallen victim to stolen trailers, construction equipment, and shed burglaries.
The police chief says after the arrest, investigators found three storage units full of stolen merchandise.
A convenience store clerk is facing charges after police say he aggressively tracked down a supposed shoplifter. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tim. Yeah, Salt Lake police are saying that convenience store clerk went to chase down an alleged criminal, and in the process, he got himself arrested. The clerk, Ronald Kirkham, was working at a 7-Eleven when he ran after an alleged shoplifter, according to police. They say he got into his car and followed the suspect, and in the process, he drove over his legs and then crashed his vehicle into a neighboring home, and that left behind severe structural damage. When cops showed up, it was Kirkham that was arrested for investigation of aggravated assault resulting in serious injury, along with a few other charges. An updated condition on the man that was hit by the car was not immediately available. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Saturday, the Cougars of BYU host the Trojans of Troy University at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
Football game temperatures are looking pretty good. Looks like lots of sunshine for Saturday, and you can't beat it. Highs only in the mid-70s, cooling nicely to some jacket weather into the evening hours on Saturday.
Grant says temperatures along the Wasatch Front should be in the upper 80s for today and tomorrow, before falling into the 70s for the rest of the week.
The president set to move ahead with a Supreme Court nominee. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, President Trump says he'll hold a news conference at 3 p.m. Mountain Time Saturday to announce his nominee to replace Justice Ginsburg on the Supreme Court.
I'm getting very close to having a final decision made. Very, very close.
Federal judges Amy Coney Barrett and Barbara Lagoa considered the top candidates. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf facing a Senate confirmation hearing this morning. Questions about the response to recent civil unrest will come up, and he has said he supports the right to demonstrate.
However, no constitutional right to loot, to burn, or to assault law enforcement officers or your fellow citizens.
He's been acting DHS chief since last November. And the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has finally surpassed 200,000. Speaker Nancy Pelosi notes the grim milestone.
This was preventable. Not all of it, but much of it.
In March, early CDC projections and American COVID deaths range from 200,000 to 1.7 million. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison. Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.